"You ought to be ashamed of yourself," said Charlotte in disgust. "It would serve you right if you had an acute attack of indigestion." "Don't worry about my stomach," snarled Templeton. "It can handle anything. And by the way, I've got some bad news. As I came past that pig next door, the one that calls himself Uncle, I noticed a blue tag on the front of his pen. That means he has won first prize. I guess you're licked, Wilbur. You might as well relax. Nobody is going to hang any medal on you. Furthermore, I wouldn't be surprised if Zuckerman changes his mind about you. Whaley gets hankering for some fresh pork and smoked ham and crisp bacon. He'll take the knife to you, my boy."
"Be still, Templeton," said Charlotte. "You're too stuffed and bloated to know what you're saying. Don't pay any attention to him, Wilbur."
Wilbur tried not to think about what the rat had just said. He decided to change the subject. "Templeton," said Wilbur, "if you weren't so dopey, you would have noticed that Charlotte has made an egg sack. She is going to become a mother. For your information, there are 514 eggs in that peachy little sack."
"Is this true?" asked the rat, eyeing the sack suspiciously.
"Yes, it's true," sighed Charlotte.
"Congratulations," murmured Templeton. "This has been a night." He closed his eyes, pulled some straw over himself, and dropped off into a deep sleep. Wilbur and Charlotte were glad to be rid of him for a while.